central bankers and bonds, Venezuela on edge, and inflation noise at Starbucks. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary. This week, the National Association of Realtors home sales numbers for May, existing home sales, come out on Monday, and then the Commerce Department reports May's new home sales on Tuesday. May durable goods orders are reported on Wednesday, and we'll get some manufacturing indices from a couple of Fed districts this week. In Washington, 2 days of House committee hearings, Monday and Tuesday, on those mysteriously missing IRS emails and the disappearing hard drives. Well, the Financial Times reports this weekend that a survey of central banks shows that a majority of them will be moving their exposure to long-term debt. Faced with the Fed's tapering, the winding down of Fed bond buying, the survey of central bank reserve managers controlling $6.7 trillion shows that many have begun or intend to adjust their portfolios in anticipation of higher rates from the wind down by the Fed. The destination for many of the banks is riskier assets, actually, like more participation in stock markets. But a move of this size out of especially longer bonds could spell huge turmoil in the bond market. Never, in my view, has the 32 or 33-year long bull market in bonds been more dangerous, more precarious. It's time to review your exposure if you still have any. You know, I've often said that it's impossible to know the next flashpoint, the next crisis or confrontation that will erupt with global consequences, that will explode into a financial crisis, but that it is likely to come from a place where nobody is really looking. For example, people may have been looking at the Asian Pacific or at Syria when Ukraine suddenly threatens to be the trigger of an international calamity and confrontation. So with that in mind, it's worth keeping an eye on this hemisphere, where we've been insulated for so much for so long. Venezuela has been on our radar in these commentaries for some time, and things are actually getting much worse, not better. Currency controls, price controls, economic central planning, they always produce the same bitter fruit. The shortages of the staples of everyday life, milk and sugar, toilet paper, all these continue. Crime is rampant. Inflation rages along at about 60%. And my warnings that the Maduro government would begin killing protesters and opponents is certainly coming true. By the government's own outdated and probably unreliable numbers, 42 people have died in the protests that began back in February. Another 873 people have been injured. Venezuela has the largest proven oil reserves in the world. Yes, that's right, in the world. Last year, Venezuela was the third largest exporter of oil to the U.S. So let's keep an eye on problems in Venezuela. The government of France is going to try to do something to make that country more visitor-friendly, more hospitable to tourists, and it hopes it can do something about the rudeness that people complain about when they visit there. They're going to try to improve the visa process somewhat and even do something about the widespread crime that targets tourists, notably Chinese tourists, in Paris. There's even a name for the haughty treatment that tourists get in restaurants and hotels, according to the Financial Times account. It's called the Paris Syndrome. And finally, Fed head Janet Yellen says that the higher inflation numbers are just noise. Well, it's getting noisier at Starbucks then. A venti brewed coffee will jump 10 to 15 cents at Starbucks this week to $2.35 for a venti. Next month, packaged Starbucks coffee at grocery stores will jump about 8%. Just noise. And that's your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.